Coupland. Jill is from the Angels Community Enterprises in Beeston. What's your view on this GPS idea, Jill?
Well, I think one of the problems here is that we're focusing on this as being a cost-cutting measure, saving money for the police and adult social care, instead of looking at the debate from the point of view of the benefits of people with dementia, and as we've heard today, their carers and families. And it's not helpful, I think, when we should be having a compassionate and caring debate, to keep referring to this as tagging and comparing GPS tracking for people with dementia to the way we tag criminals. I think the principle behind each system couldn't be more different. And really, what we're talking about here is enabling people with dementia to have more choice and control over the way they live their lives and to be able to live safely and independently for longer.
So you're in favour of the system. It's just the language that you find a little bit offensive when you talk about tagging. If you were to talk about, I don't know, tracking or something, would that make it better?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's sensationalist stuffing the media. I think if I was to worry about anything at all, it would be that technology. I mean, I'm absolutely in favour of technological advances that can help people to live independently in their own homes, which at the end of the day is where most people want to be. But if I was to worry about anything, it was the potential for that to become a substitute for proper person-centered care, the human contact that we all want and need. And really, this should be, if anything, a supplement to that.
Yeah, I think that's almost exactly the same view that we heard from Neil a little bit earlier on. I mean, you've actually experienced this sort of older people, confused people sort of going missing. You've had first-hand experience of this, haven't you?
We have, absolutely. I mean, our business has been going for 7 years. And when we first started, we didn't have people. Our customers didn't live alone with dementia. They would be in residential or nursing care. But that's particularly traumatic transition for people with dementia. So a lot of people now do live alone with dementia, and we've experienced it where we've had phone calls from the police who found our customers wandering in their night clothes in Leeds city centre, having caught a bus. When it's particularly cold, anything could have happened if the police hadn't found it. And if we were able just to track people, you know, there are examples of this all the time. I think a good example of a lady who's involved in the pilot, who has she has dementia, she has full-time care from her husband. But what she wanted to be able to do, what she'd always done, is to take a dog out for a walk.
Yeah.
And this enabled her to do that. And one day she didn't come back, and they were able to find her. She'd fallen in the field. She was just laid there in the mud. And, you know, potentially that could have been life-threatening. But because she had this system, which is not a tag, it's a pendant or something that goes on your keys or your belt or in your handbag, they were able to find her.
Right, and it uses the GPS technology to do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you feel, Jill, that it would help people stay in their own homes longer rather than going into a care home?
Yes, absolutely. And if you ask, you know, most of us, we've got 400 customers in Leeds. If you ask any of them where they would really prefer to be, they'll say they prefer to be at home. And the transition to an unfamiliar environment for someone with dementia is hugely traumatic. There are so many other massive benefits to staying in a familiar environment. And if this could enable them to do that, then I'm absolutely in favour of it.
OK, Jill, thanks ever so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Jill Coupland there from Angels Community Enterprises in Beeston.